The following is a class on the Bhagavad Gita as it is, 13th chapter, text number 6 and 7, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on September 29th, 1973, in Bombay, India.
Krishna is discussing Khetra, Khetragna, Jnana and Gya. So Khetra, Idam Shariram Khetra Meti Vidhiyate. This body is the Khetra. Khetra means the field of activities. Just like a cultivator, he has got a certain portion of land, and according to the land, he is seeding, bowing the seeds of grains. And as he is working, he is getting the profit by agricultural product. Similarly, this body is a field. And we are sowing the seed, karma. Sowing the seed and getting the result. Karmana daiva netrena. Why you have got different types of bodies? Why you have got everyone the same type of body? Somebody is fat, somebody is very thin, somebody white, somebody black, somebody very beautiful, somebody very ugly. There are so many varieties of bodies. Why? Sanghata. This is combination, color combination. There are three gunas. Prakriti kriyamanani gunai karmani sarva. As you are associating with the guna, you are getting different types of body. That is, Krishna is explaining here that mahabhutani ahankara. The ahankara is very important thing. False ahankara and real ahankara. Ahankara means law of identity. I am Indian. This is ahankara. I am American. This is ahankara. I am rich man. This is also ahankara. I am poor man. There are so many ahankara, law of identity. So, this ahankara is the basis of getting a type of body. And this is the subtle basis, ahankara, mano-buddhi ahankara. There are eight material elements. Bhumi rapa anala vayu kammana buddhi rivati. That is stated in the seventh chapter. This earth, water, fire, air, sky, mind, intelligence, and ahankara. This is creating my different types of body. Krishna therefore says, mahabhutan ahankara buddhi abhaktameva. Abhaktam means total material substance. Just like when you construct a house, there are heaps of materials. Some stone, some cement, some wood, some iron, and you combine together tejo barimit vinimayam. This whole world is exchange of three things. Tejo, fire, bari means water, and mrit means earth. Now, what is this Bombay city? The Bombay city is a heap of tejo barimit vinimayam. there is one expert in India, he knows how to mix these three things, Teja, Barini, Vinimaya, exchange. If there was no stock of Teja, Barini, Vinimaya, you could not build such a nice city. But we supply the ingredients. Can you create earth? No. Can you create water? No. You cannot create. You are simply working. You are simply working hard, mixing them. That's all. Tejo Bharimit Vinimaya. You cannot create. That is not possible. The creator is God. The creator is God. That is stated in the 7th chapter. Yeah. Prakriti me ashtadha, me. Krishna says it is mine. So, this is called illusion. We are using Krishna's property, but we are claiming our. That is called illusion. Therefore, Shastra says, Vedas says, Ishava Samidam Sarvam. Everything belongs to God. You cannot create this big mass of water, sea or ocean. That is not possible. Who has created? Somebody has created. That is stated in the Shastra. There is perspiration. This water is perspiration of Mahavishnu. We can understand because we are minute particles of Mahavishnu, Mamai Vamsa Jiva Bhuta. So sometimes we perspire and create some water, Chahapanaunsa water. But if somebody has unlimited power to perspire and create water, what is the difficulty to understand? There is no difficulty. If you take it for acceptance that this vast mass of water has come from the perspiration of the Supreme Personality of God, so there is nothing to deny this fact. Achinta Shakti. Achinta Shakti means inconceivable power. We have got inconceivable power because we are minute particle of God. We have also minute inconceivable power. We do not know how the hairs are growing, but the energy is there within me. Similarly, so many things come out from the inconceivable power of Krishna. Therefore, Krishna claims, Bhumi rapanala vayu khammana buddhi gota. Prakriti me ashtadha, bhinna prakriti me ashtadha. They are my separated energy. Whole earth is creation of these five elements, gross elements. So, it is Krishna's property. How we can claim this is our property? That is illusion. We are claiming this portion is American, this portion is Indian, this portion is Pakistani. But we do not know that no person belongs to us. Everything belongs to Krishna. For practical purpose, if we accept that the whole world belongs to Krishna, God, and we are sons of God, we have got right to use the property of Father. So you can use. But the difficulty is that we are claiming that this portion is mine. This portion is mine. But if we don't claim like that, everything belongs to God, that is practical communism. If we accept the whole world as the property of God, make God-centered communism, The Russians are making the state center communism. But if you make God center, that is Isha Upanishad, Isha Vasamidam Sarvam. Everything belongs to God. And everyone has, that is stated in the Shastra, that everything belongs to God, everything is property of God, and we can utilize, we can use that, javadattha prayajanam, as much as we require, we can take. Just like the birds and bees, they are living on nature's condition. The bird will go to a tree and eat some fruit, but not more than he requires. Neither he will take the fruit at his home to stock for next day or for making black market. No. We have created all this nonsense situation by claiming God's property as ours. This is the mistake. But the rascal leaders, they do not know what mistake they have committed in the beginning. Everything belongs to God. Therefore, everything should be employed in the service of God. This is our Krishna consciousness philosophy. We do not think anything which has no connection with Krishna. We take everything. Just like we are using this microphone. We do not think it is material, because it is being used for Krishna's purpose. That way it is spiritual. That is the difference between material and spiritual. When you accept it as your own, or for your own sense gratification, that is material. And if you accept everything as Krishna's, and you simply take Krishna's prasadam, then it is spiritual. We are not Mayavadi philosophers that we say Brahma Satya Jagat Mithya. No. Why Jagat should be Mithya? If Krishna is true, God is true, the jagat is also true, because it is the energy of Krishna. Krishna says, bhumi rapo nanabhaya. Therefore, our Goswami is prescribed, prapanchika buddhaya, hari sambandhi bhastuna, mumukshubi parityaga pangubai raga takhati. Prapanchika buddhaya. What is this sound? Prapanchika buddhya. By accepting something as material, hari sambandhi vastuna. But it has connection with hari. If we give it up, then it is phalgu vairag. Just like this for land. We are fighting because we are thinking that Krishna has come here, Krishna is seated here, it cannot be vacated. We are not thinking that it is a material thing. This is an example. Just like Arjun fought because he thought that this war, this Kurukshetra battle, is for the satisfaction of Krishna. Karishe vachanam thal. In the beginning, Arjuna denied to fight. He thought, why shall I fight with my kinsmen? Let them endure. But when he understood that it is Krishna's desire, nimitta matra bhavasambhasyache, it is already planned. Krishna says, my dear Arjuna, you are thinking that you will save your relatives, but you are wrong. It is already planned. Those who have come here, they must be killed. That is already my plan. He simply became an instrument, nimuttamātra bhavasabhasāsa. So when Arjuna understood that it is the Krishna's plan, then I am servant of Krishna. I must satisfy Krishna. Krishna therefore asked Arjuna, now after hearing my instruction in the Bhagavad Gita, what you are going to do? Krishna said, Arjuna replied, Nashta moho satillabdha. My Lord Krishna, my illusion is now over. Satillabdha, I have got my remembrance. Everything belongs to you. For your satisfaction, everything must be done. Kariṣye vacanam. Yes, I will fight. This is Krishna consciousness. So long you think it is for your satisfaction, that is material. And as soon as you think, as soon as you understand that everything belongs to Krishna and everything should be used for the service of Krishna, that is spiritual. That is the distinction between material and spiritual. There is nothing like that material. Spiritual is something wonderful. Everything, Ishavasyamidam Sarvam, if everything belongs to Krishna, where is material? There is nothing material. Everything spiritual. But we do not know how to use it. Therefore it is material. When you forget Krishna, when you forget the proprietorship of Krishna upon everything, that is material. Hari Sambandha. Krishna-sambandhi, nirbandhi Krishna-sambandhi, jukta-vairāgya-mucchyata. This is the injunction of the Goshans. So we have to accept everything as Krishna. That is the fact. And we are using everything without utilizing for Krishna's purpose. Therefore it is material. And in the Bhagavad Gita it is said, sthena eva sahuchyate. He is thief. Jagnyartha karmannatro lokayam karma bandhana. As one man is criminal because he does not satisfy the state. What is the position of a criminal person? Because he disobeys the laws of the state, he is criminal. That is the distinction between a good citizen and a criminal citizen. One who does not obey the laws of the state, he is criminal. Say, everyone who does not obey the orders of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he is criminal. Sthena eva sahuchyate. Sthena eva sahuchyate. This is the verdict of the Shastra. Forgetfulness of Krishna or God is materialism. And not to use things for Krishna's satisfaction, is criminality. So people do not understand this thing. Krishna therefore explaining that this body, mahabhutani ahankara, buddhi rabbaktam evacha, indriyani dasaita. Indriyani, these 10 senses, 5 senses for acquiring knowledge and 5 senses for acting, 10, and the mind. 10 and 1, 11. Indriyani dasaikamcha, pancha chendriya gocha. Indriya gocha, the object of sense gratification. Tanmatra, just like roop, rasa, gandha, sabda, sparsha. Beauty, roop, rasa, taste, roop, rasa, gandha, smell, sabda, sound, sparsha, touch. These are the objects of enjoyment. Our eyes are there. We are hankering after seeing very beautiful things. Rupa, rasa. The tongue is there. We are always trying to taste very nice eatables. Gandha, nose is there. We want to smell very flavorable flowers and other things. In this way, we have got indriyas, senses, and this body, made of gross elements, and the ahankar and buddhi, mana, buddhi, ahankar, these are the subtle body. In this way, this kshetra, this body is combination of all these things. Combination of all these things. Now it is very mahan bhutani ahankara buddhi abhakta eva cha indriyani dasaikam cha pancha chendriya gochara icchadesha. This is the icchadesha, action of the mind, willing, feeling, icchadesha. Sometimes we like something, sometimes we do not like. This is called icchadesha. Icchadesha samuttena sarge jayanti paranta. We take birth within this material world according to icchā and desha. These two things are there. Something we like, something we do not like. Icchā, desha, sukhaṁ, dukhaṁ. Saṅgatā, cetanā, dhṛti, etas cetaṁ, samāsena, savikāraṁ, udāritā. This is the combination of all these things that has made this body. So, the composition is very subtle, very good chemists. They can understand how by combining different elements they can produce something. So, these chemical products of this body is described by Krishna very nicely. Gross chemical and subtle chemical. But I am different from this. That is knowledge. I am different from this combination. That you do not know. That is ignorance. I am thinking that I am this combination. And I am thinking where from this combination has come into being, that is my place. That is described in the Shastra. Jashyatmu buddhi kunapeti dhatuke. Sadhik kalatra desu bhoumayijyadi. The chemicals come from the earth. So everything in my body, they have come from these material elements. And I am identifying this place is mine because this body is born out of these elements. That is going on as nationalism. Bhoumayijyadi. Bhoumayijyadi. They will not prefer worshipping Krishna. They will prefer worshipping that land from which this body has emanated. Bhoumayijyadi. So Shastra says, anyone who identifies this body as self, jashyatmu buddhi kunape tridhatuke. This body is made of tridhatu, kapha, pitta, vayu, according to Ayurveda system. Kaf, mucus, and bile. Kapha, pitta, vayu. Jashyatmu buddhi kunapeti dhatuke. Sadik kalatradishu. And kinsmen, my own persons. Sadik kalatradishu. Wife. And production from the wife, children. Or dynasty, family, community. Sadhik kalatradishu. Jashyatmu buddhi kunapeti dhatuke sadhik kalatradishu bhoumayijyadi. And that land, this is my birthplace. This is worshipable. Jatitha buddhi shalilena karhichit. And they go to the places, holy places of pilgrimage. Titha buddhi shalile. Just like somebody goes to Haridwar, Vrindavan. They finish their tirtha, going, taking so much trouble. Just as in Calcutta, there is Ganges. But people will go to Haridwar for taking bath in the Ganges there. Why it is prescribed? Not for the Ganges. The Ganges is there already in Calcutta. But if you go to a holy place, you will find saintly person. That is required. But if you simply go to the holy places and take bath in the water and finish your business, no. That is not recommended. Titha, going to Titha means to find out learned saintly person and take knowledge from them. That is Tirtha. Therefore, it is said, Jatitha buddhi salilena karihichit janesu avigyesu. Go for expert giving in knowledge. We should associate. Satan prasangatmo vidya samvida bhavanti nitkarna rasayana katha. If we associate with saintly person and hear from them Bhagavad Gita and other Vedic literature, then ritkarna rasayana katha, it becomes appealing to the heart, rit, and pleasing to the ear. Ritkarna rasayana katha tadjusana. And if you bring them into practical purposes, apply in your life, then suddhya bhakti madhati anukramishyati, then gradually you will become faithful to the Supreme. Sadhya bhakti will develop your natural instincts of devotional service, sadhya bhakti rati attachment, anukramishyati, one after another. This is the process. Unfortunately, we are not taking advantage of these prerogatives of human life. We are simply engaged like cats and dogs for utilizing our life, eating, sleeping, sex life and defense. Ahara nidra bhaya maitanancha samanami tat pasuni narana. These demands of the body, eating, sleeping, sex life and defense, that is there in the animal life. Then what is the difference between the animal life and human life? Unless you become inquisitive to know Athata Brahma Jiddhasa. There Vedanta Sutra says that this life is meant for inquiring about the absolute truth. Tattva Jigyasa. Jivasya Tattva Jigyasa. In the Bhagavata also says, Athata Brahma Jigyasa. So this Krishna consciousness movement is awakening the dormant inquiry of the human society to inquire what I am, what is God, what is my relationship with God, why I have come here in this material world, what is the reason, why I am suffering, I don't want to die, why death is forced upon me. These are the questions to be solved in human life. Not the economic development. There is no question of economic development. Everyone is taken care by the mercy of God. But the Ishavas we have forgotten that everything belongs to God. We are thinking it is my land. You cannot come here. It is my land. You cannot come here. This mismanagement of the human society is the cause of all troubles, all problems. Therefore, the human society must have Krishna consciousness to solve all the problems of life. Thank you.